Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Hello, welcome to the News Show. I'm Kyle Swagger. Yes, survived the storm and ready to get out an episode for you today. It is Tuesday, December 9th, 2014. All the best technology news from the past 24 hours in around 5 minutes. All right, UK listeners, just the news you wanted to wake up to today. Judges have ruled that UK spying doesn't violate human rights. That's right, British spies can be peeking into webcams and modifying internet traffic, and it doesn't matter. Because according to the European Court of Human Rights safeguards, those practices aren't violating anything. Now, they agree that unchecked mass data collection would be illegal, but contends the ways the government communication headquarters selects and preserves your data are responsible. Of course, civil rights advocates such as Amnesty UK, Liberty, and Privacy International are not too happy about this ruling. They plan to appeal the decision with the European Court, and pretty much we'll just take it one step at a time from there. Now, if this was you or me, yeah, it'd be illegal now, wouldn't it? So let's all become spies so we can get away with everything. Oh, Sony hacking just won't go away. Yep, they've been hacked again. This time it's the PlayStation Network that's been hacked again. And guess who did it? Lizard Squad. Yeah, we've heard their name on this podcast before, and probably until Sony gets their act together, it won't be the last time we hear about Lizard Squad. Now, as of recording this podcast right now, there was still some users saying that they still can't get into the PSN. And PSN is saying they are well aware of the downtime and are currently looking into it. So if you're still having problems getting into your PlayStation Network, Sony is working on the matter, so you should be able to get into it at least pretty soon. Unless Lizard Squad has something to say about that, oh yeah. We all talk about new media and what it means and what it's doing to old media, but it seems like this is kind of like old media with new media tricks. YouTube is offering bonuses to keep talent away from rivals. This is according to the Wall Street Journal. Google's throwing a bunch of money at YouTube users that want to keep them on the site to keep them from a site that hasn't even launched yet. This is how much money's flowing around at Google, apparently. The site is called Vessel. It was created by Hulu, and it's offered some YouTube stars some exclusive and lucrative deals to attract attention to its launch later this year. Oh yes, the wars of getting a hold of talent. Some things never change. Groove Shark is back in the news again, this time maybe for the right reasons. And they plan on going after Pandora with its broadcast social radio app very soon. After being found guilty of massive copyright infringement, yeah, we all remember that, don't we? Groove Shark is finally starting to get in a straight line now, and they're set to arrive on iOS and Android in January 2015. The service, or shall we say, the app, will cost 99 cents a month and will combine user-created radio stations with a chat function. Now, the chief executive of the new GrooveShark radio app says that he believes that this will change the ball game. Now, currently, before the, shall we say, illegal GrooveShark had about 30 million web users. That's far behind compared to what Pandora has. They have over 77 million monthly users. I know you're saying, okay, GrooveShark was very much like Spotify before, except they were, yes, illegal. So why go the radio way? They want to avoid the hassle of negotiating licensing rights with record labels, and they'll only have to pay government-mandated royalties to keep everything nice and legal this time. My opinion, it sounds like a last-ditch effort to try to save the company. Hey, but we'll see. We'll see. A bit of sad news, especially if you're a diehard gamer. Video game pioneer Ralph Baer has died at the age of 92. Ralph was one of the cornerstones of the early video game industry. He co-developed what would become the first home game console, that's the Magnavox Odyssey. He also helped make the memory game Simon. We all remember that. Boop, 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 boop. And came up with this gameplay concept that you might remember called Pong. Something you may not know about Ralph, he was still inventing up to the day he died. In fact, he had 150 patents under his belt. Rest in peace, Ralph. May you game on in the afterlife. And finally, let's see if we can actually get a hold of Santa Claus today. Got the answering machine yesterday.
Hello, Kyle.
Hello. Yes, hello, Santa.
Yeah, I'm so sorry about yesterday.
It's okay.
Some of those shackles I had on over the weekend, they chafed like you wouldn't believe. Oh, my God. I've got my panthers everywhere.
Did you get cream or something?
Yeah, it was nappy rash cream.
Oh.
Yeah, it works wonders, though, especially when the leather chafes. Oh, yes, it stings off the whip. Oh, is he better for that?
Yeah, okay. What do you mean whip?
Well, you'd tell your hobbies, obviously.
Okay.
But yeah, so no, we had a good time over the weekend. But that shag yourself thin diet, bloody good. I don't think I've lost any weight, but I had a good fun time trying.
Okay.
Anyway.
All right.
Today's Crap for Christmas is an absolute classic.
All
right. Back to Amazon.
Oh, okay.
I've got to say, since I've been looking for Crap for Christmas this year, because, of course, Rankin provided them all last time.
Yeah.
Well, I've looked at my own this year.
Uh-huh.
And I have to say, Amazon does have some of the biggest shit I've ever seen in the world when you start digging around for it.
Yeah.
Bloody awful.
Uh-huh.
Bloody awful. Anyway, today's is not bloody awful.
Okay.
It's Crap for Christmas, yes, but it's a classic movie.
Oh, okay, good.
And it's Girls on Trampolines Christmas Special.
Okay.
Yeah, I know, I kid you not. This is really, it's a truth.
It's a truth. The real deal, huh?
Yeah, no, I kid you not. This is a licensed item there.
Yeah.
It's £7.99, and there's 14 only left in stock.
Oh.
So you'll have to get it pretty swiftish if you'd like it.
Mm-hmm.
That was on Friday when I looked.
Oh,
so
okay.
My reconnaissance then. So yeah, there you go. It's the classic Girls on Trampolines Christmas Special.
Okay.
I don't think they're all closed.
Probably not. And I'm sure you've ordered it.
I've ordered it. It hasn't arrived yet, no. It's not on Prime.
Hey, Santa, if you can you try to get something, a little bit more family-friendly tomorrow?
I'll try and come up with something cleaner tomorrow.
Okay.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Merry Christmas, Santa. It pains me to say this, but Santa's a pervert. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it on over to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. Find us on the website, too, at BritishTechNetwork.com. You can follow us on Twitter at British Tech. You can follow me on Twitter as well at Kyle Swagger. We'll be back tomorrow with your Wednesday edition of the British Tech News Show. Maybe we'll get a review from Santa of Girls on Trampolines. Hopefully a little something more tasteful tomorrow. No guarantees, of course. We are dealing with Santa. Anyway, I hope you have a great Tuesday, and thank you so much for listening.